Chapter 1. London, November 22nd, 1815.
"Ooh!"
Mrs. Issot cried, waving a letter for her daughter as she entered the canary-coloured drawing-room of their modest London house. Juliana sat on a cushioned settee and absently coaxed a knot out of her terrier's brown fur, while enjoying a rare and delicious moment with a novel. As much as she thrived on the London social scene, Juliana's peace of mind could only be restored by solitude.
"Your godmother has written, inviting you to spend Christmas in Yorkshire, since she cannot be in London this year. And this time I really think you must accept her invitation."
Resigned to the loss of her peace, Juliana closed the small leather-bound book and set it on the side table as her dog lifted an ear and peered at the interloper.
"Do you, mother?"
She knew her tone was not encouraging, but that could not be helped. She loved her godmother, but preferred to keep their visits to London, where there was at least some novelty to be had.
"I do. 3 times she has invited you to accompany her to Yorkshire before the start of the season, and 3 times you have denied her. If you don't accept Mrs. Savile's invitation, she shall wash her hands of you at last. Besides, you must agree, there is nothing like a Yorkshire Christmas."
Mrs. Issot, a plump and less vibrant version of her red-haired daughter, sat across from Juliana and felt the teapot on the table in front of her. Its contents were cold, and she leaned back in her chair.
"I should not like to offend my godmother, but perhaps that cannot be helped," Juliana replied, piqued at being forced to the point. "If she is only pleased with me on the condition that I travel to Yorkshire in the bitter cold, one might wonder if such conditional approbation is worth securing."
"Juliana, you know you are unjust."
Frown lines appeared on Mrs. Issot's face, and Juliana knew that her mother's sense of obligation toward their wealthy Yorkshire neighbour, who had agreed to act as Juliana's godmother 22 years ago, made her anxious to show every consideration.
"Mrs. Savile has bestowed her attention upon you most graciously, has been a kind and generous godmother. If all you do in return is to present her with an embroidered handkerchief each Christmas, I detest embroidery, and consider the act of doing it a precious enough gift."
Juliana raised her eyes and gave her mother a droll look.
"Please, my love, do stop funning. I know you don't mean half the things you say, but others might be put off by behaviour they consider to be too cunning."
Juliana meant very well the things she said, but did not insist. Her mother was made of different stuff, and where Juliana declared and decided, her mother placated and soothed, coaxed and coddled.
"Very well, mother. But you must own that for all your professed love of Yorkshire, you have not been there to enjoy it these 3 Christmases past."
Mrs. Issot looked daunted for a moment before rallying.
"Well, it can hardly be reasonable for someone of my age to travel so far in the winter, but such a thing can hardly concern you. When you insist on walking Hazel or taking your Arabian out in all kinds of inclement weather."
Her mother brightened.
"Oh, why, that's another thing. You may accompany Willem Armitage on Lord Darlington's fox hunt, or perhaps he will host his own this year."
Juliana allowed her gaze to settle across the room as the memory of the last fox hunt over Yorkshire territory came to mind. On that hunt, her jump over a stone wall had left Willem yelling at her for her foolhardiness, while boasting afterwards of her skill when he thought she was not in hearing. The prospect did not sound appealing. She had not participated in a single hunt since she'd left for London, not even to follow it with the other ladies in a carriage. 2 times she had been invited to house parties for Christmas, but riding to the hounds had not been on the list of amusements. Her mother, not wise enough to let this argument advance her work, continued.
"I never did understand why you and Willem did not make a match of it. You've had 3 seasons, my love, and have not found someone to suit you, so why not him? You are already friends, so you need not fear he would be a disagreeable husband. And Mrs. Savile has assured me he will help make up the party. Perhaps..."
She let the word dangle.